What's up, everybody? After a short turkey hiatus, we're back with 46. I know it was a long break for y'all. How we doing, guys?
We here another week coming off that holiday, Thanksgiving and stuff. So we all right.
Yeah, it's bullshit. They should just give us the whole month of December off on the cool, bro. Because ain't no way. I don't know how they expect me to go back to work after Thanksgiving for 3 weeks. And then it's Christmas, then I get another break. It's just ungodly, bro. Y'all expect me to do stuff.
What time relate?
Second break.
Maybe.
You said you get
Christmas break, bro.
Yeah, man. Oh, okay. So Christmas break is your second break.
Yeah.
I misunderstood. Yeah, I feel you. I'm definitely dragging ass the next couple weeks.
My boss talking about, since you're new, you don't have much vacation, so you need to be here in the office. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be there. Shit.
How many days y'all have off?
Well, schools are closed for 2.5 weeks. I only get off Christmas Eve and New Year's.
Okay.
But how many days am I actually going to be in the office? Probably about, like, out of that 2.5 days, 3 of them are holidays. That leaves, I mean, 2.5 weeks, that's about 20 days. I'll probably be in the office about 5 days.
God. I thought it was say like 12 or 15, you know.
Yeah. Not showing up.
That's crazy, Tom.
Shoot, I wish I could do that. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah, that's right for you, James.
Yeah, she knows what's going on. She knows how I get there.
That's a wild sentence. Full disclosure. So I was going to ask this question last week, obviously, with the holiday and everything. Big food guys, big food podcast. If you don't know, we are foodies. So set the scene, right? Last Thursday, Thanksgiving, or whenever you celebrated. You're looking down at your plate. What is your go-to plate? I know we've done barbecue. I don't think we've done Thanksgiving. What's on your plate? What is your starting lineup on your Thanksgiving plate?
We do. Are we just doing five? Or?
Oh, okay. I said starting lineup.
What's up?
Just everything. If you could. So let's not think about stuff that your family doesn't make. So everything that your family makes that they bring, you know, what are you avoiding? What are you putting on your plate? What are you going back for seconds for? Desserts.
James always trying to limit us, bro.
I was just asking, bro. He said a starting lineup. So I just got to make sure what it is.
I'm not a hoop.
It could have been an NFL lineup. Could have been an NFL starting offense. 11.
11? Okay, that's why I'm getting the number. I don't know why you attacking me. Sheesh. I can go first. So I'll get turkey, ham, mashed potatoes. I don't know, you call it dressing or stuffing, whichever you want to call it. Get the mashed potatoes.
Why are you
green beans? Oh, sorry. I don't know if I said that or not. Sorry. Cut that out. Just one thing on mashed potatoes, but then green beans, and I feel like I'm missing something. Oh, the roll, and then probably mac and cheese.
Okay. Solid plate. Greg?
Let me see how I went and what the lineup was this year. I got the stuffing or the dressing, whatever. And then you gotta hit it with the giblet gravy, bro.
Mm.
Let me splash a little bit of that on the mashed potatoes as well. Just because why not? It's there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then get a little bit of turkey. I'm not a big turkey guy, so I want to get a little bit. Mostly get some ham and then mac and cheese. My mom makes broccoli, cheese, and rice casserole type situation.
That's nice.
Get some of that. That whole slaps. Get a roll, and that's really it. And then I follow it up. So I'm not a sweet and savory guy. Like, I don't like them touching. So I get a plate of yams after I eat that, kind of like a dessert. Because I fucking love yams, but I'll tell you what.
Yeah, really, really, I'm going to say underappreciated part of Thanksgiving plates are some yams, if they're made well. So definitely, I feel you.
But like my family, like, you know, my mom and my sister and them, they'll put like the yams on the plate with everything else and just eat it all like that. I can't do it, bro. I'm telling you, I don't like sweet and savory together, bro. That's why I didn't fuck with the McGriddle for a long time. I couldn't do it.
But you do now?
Yeah, I actually do now, yeah. My nephew influenced me.
Damn, that's the power of the youth. My plate, let me see. I'm obviously ham over turkey kind of guy, but if both are available, I'm going to get both. Mashed potatoes are a must. Gravy, I'm neither here nor there. If it's there, depending on, I usually look at the spoon, right? And if it coats the spoon, I'll use it. But if it doesn't coat the spoon, I'm leaving it there. I recently got into stuffing, like in the past 3 or 4 Thanksgivings. Before, I would just run by that damn dish. I celebrated with Pease family. They did not make mac and cheese. So, unfortunately, that didn't make my plate. But in a perfect world, that's on my plate. green bean casserole is a is a thing that's climbed up my ranks recently as well. And then outside of that, yeah, I think that was all we had at ours. I do like yams. Yams were made. I struggle with the rolls as far as which kind, because there's those. You can give me a King's Hawaiian with dog shit on it, and I'm going to eat it. Those King's Hawaiian rolls are like crack. And then there's like the Sara Lee rolls.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really fuck with those.
Them rolls ashy.
Exactly. If they don't have butter on them, they're like, how long have those been out? You know what I mean? But anyhow, yes, that's my Thanksgiving plate. And then desserts, shit, I do not discriminate. I would try every dessert. We had cheesecake. We had a pumpkin cheesecake. What else? We had pecan pie. We had banana pudding. And then I usually make a sopapilla cheesecake, but the kid this year, so I didn't get to. We just made corn. Oh, yeah. I put corn on my plate as well. We do a green chili cream corn. Pretty nice.
I forgot to say that too, corn. Do y'all do cranberry sauce?
It's there, but I don't fuck with it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't do it either.
My grandma, like, she doesn't want it, like, on the plate. So from the church or whatever, she put them in like those shot glass things from the Jello shots. Yeah, no, for like Jello shots. And
oh,
stuff.
Okay.
So it doesn't be on the plate. She's like, so if you want it, she's tossing them. I'm like, oh, we taking Jello shots? Cranberry sauce.
James getting drunk as shit. Shout out Thanksgiving, man. I think I go so long for that holiday simply because people try to get into Christmas super quick after Halloween. Yeah. After Halloween, people putting up Christmas lights and Christmas trees. And, you know, I just want to tell them, pump the brakes, man. I don't celebrate the spirit of what Thanksgiving is, was, where it comes from. But I'm going to eat. So anytime you're going to put food in front of me, it's going to get eaten up.
I don't know why people jump into Christmas so quickly. I don't want to be hearing all this Christmas music in the middle of November and stuff. Like, wait till the beginning of December or something. Let's just relax a little bit. Let's pump the brakes.
Yeah. I did 6 years. In United.
Mm.
Back when I was in high school, they used to rev that Christmas playlist up in November, and this shit would piss me off, boy.
You got Mariah Carey just waiting in the wings, ready to go.
I know a song used to fucking piss me off, bro. I'm going to look it up right now because I don't know the name of it. It's the one that goes, we'll be having a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, wonderful Christmas time.
Fucking hate that song.
Is that the Chipmunks?
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's Paul McCartney.
I think they sing it too, though.
Oh, because I hated
it. It wasn't the Chipmunk version. I might have liked the Chipmunk version.
Hell yeah.
The one they played. You know?
Bro.
Wow, man. Okay.
I like Christmas, bro, but I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to, y'all remember the TV Rudolph and the TV Frosty the Snowman?
Yeah, the old ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch that for like 3 years, but every time I try to catch it, I miss it, like live.
Oh,
so I'm trying to do that this year.
Are you making plans?
That's my only Christmas plans. I don't really give a shit about the rest of it.
I was going to get drunk and watch The Grant.
Speaking of that.
I just want to feel something, bro.
Damn.
What is y'all like favorite like go-to Christmas movie or show to start off the season?
Gremlins.
What?
Gremlins.
Yeah, bro, Gremlins.
It's a Christmas movie, bro.
That's like people say Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Bro, well, like, the Gremlins
is an actual... Yeah, it's an actual Christmas movie.
That's TBD. I think before P and I got involved, I would say it was probably Friday After Next. But since we got together, my wife is a huge Grinch fan. The original Grinch with Jim Carrey, not the cartoon one.
Yeah,
so that was good.
And once the season rolls around, you can catch that movie playing at least once a week in this house. It's just background noise. What about you, James?
Back then, it was like more those old Christmas movies and stuff like that. But as of late, since they dropped it, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, I go to the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special first.
Oh, nice.
It's like a 45-minute short film or whatever, and all Christmas stuff. It's pretty dope. Y'all should check it out. But yeah, it's like Rudolph, and then that I think it's Frosty the Snowman one.
The TV
movie ones.
He's definitely black, right? Like they're trying to portray Frosty as a black man.
I thought you were talking about Rudolph. It's like, well, he's a deer.
Well, Rudolph's basically a black deer. Like, you're not welcome around here.
Look, you know.
But yeah, that is fucked up, bro. If I was Rudolph and they didn't fuck with me until I saved Christmas, I wouldn't have been friendly, bro. I'm like, I could suck my fucking.
Right? I'm going to start my own reindeer squad. We're going to get a Santa. Now, every time I see that Frosty, though, the way he just slides through, he's got a top hat and like the pimp cane. I'm like, that, he's a old man.
I can see happy birthday.
That's my sultry ass voice. Like, you, that's a brother in there. You can't tell me different.
I never even thought about it like that, but I can see it. I can see it.
That's why Gucci Man's a snowman.
Google says Frosty the Snowman, Iranian. Who would have thought?
What? I don't know shit.
I just get hit.
Imagine though.
Iranian.
Yeah. Where the name Frosty comes from.
I was saying a few listener things, so we'll start with this one. They wanted me to ask, you know how a lot of...
Wait, James. Before we get into listener things, I just want to shout out. I got a couple texts today from people that had their Spotify rap, you know, that we were on their top playlist. So shout out to y'all.
What?
That texted me, my boy Jamie, Saray, avid listeners, big fans, good friends.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, thank you. Thank y'all for sending that to me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have to do
James
that.
James didn't get your names tattooed.
On his forehead.
Since you brought that up, I'll do our little stats real quick. So I didn't get right down everything, but I had told the guys earlier already, but we had 66 fans have us in their top 10 podcast. 53 fans have us in their top 5, and then 21 of them were the number 1 podcast for them. So
that's like, fucking nice, bro. That's 21 people fuck with us like that.
Thank y'all for always tuning in and stuff and just listen to us just ramble on about whatever. But appreciate y'all a lot.
That's 19 more than I expected to have us at number 1. I thought it was going to be Key and Jessica, and that was it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that one video that's always on Twitter. Those guys are DJing on the roof and they look down and just
yeah.
Keep dancing.
Yeah.
I love that video.
Speaking of Jessica, so, diehard fans. Hey, but
yeah, just thinking about it.
Keep listening.
And if anybody out there is listening to hate, because I follow people to hate on them. So if y'all are listening to hate on us, fuck y'all, but keep listening.
Appreciate y'all. Oh,
y'all stay with
our overall average for this point of the Spotify rap for our podcast. This is just on Spotify as a 4.4. So thank y'all again. Whoever gave us that 1 or 2 ratings, hey, it is what it is.
Maybe your finger slipped. Maybe you meant to have us a 3 or 4, but you got some fat ass fingers. We forgive you. It's that time of year.
Yeah. But again, thank y'all for real, because at this point, I did not think we would have this many listeners.
No, we about to go on tour. We're going to be at all the local Tootin' Totems and Pack-a-Sacks.
Hell yeah. Fuck it, you know? But anyways, get back to the listener things real quick. I had a listener send me this. I have another one after this as well. But they wanted to ask, what happened to artists having longer songs? So, you know, Kendrick dropped Squabble and it's like 2 minutes or something. And then I know a lot more artists have done this. They dropped like a minute or something or 2 minute song. But you remember when those songs were like 5, 6 minutes? And I think this might be more just these R&B dudes singing their hearts out. But what happened to longer music, longer songs?
I'll tell you what happened. Capitalism, the attention span of the modern citizen of these fair states that Jay calls home is decreasing. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to keep the attention span. I can't even talk to my nephew for more than 30 seconds without him looking away and doing some of this shit. And myself, bro, people be talking to me and I do not listen, bro. Fucking my boss was telling me what I needed to do the other day and man, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I was just sitting there nodding, and in my head, I'm like, it's like I'm listening, bro, but like I'm not retaining none of it in real time. It's a crazy feeling. So I got to go to work early tomorrow and figure out what the fuck I was supposed to learn how to do. Anyway, that's my take on it, because I think people are nobody wants 7 minutes Stairway to Heaven no more. I do. I appreciate music, but you know, just general consumer attention span is not good.
So I know you asked about music, but my original thought was, well, movies are longer, you know, and then HBO and Netflix, they're creating these series where episodes are an hour long instead of, you know, 20, 30 minute sitcom like it used to be. So I think there's conflicting theories. I do agree with Greg. I think attention spans are shits, especially dealing with education these past couple of years. But also, I think there's only so much you can say in these songs now. You were talking about R&B dudes screaming their heads off. Yes. And I don't think, number one, people are talented enough to do the Jodeci, you know, for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Auto-tune is probably expensive, but I think there's only so much you can say. You can only talk about the jewelry and the cars for 2.5 minutes. You try to do that for three and a half, 4 minutes, and I'm going to skip it anyway. But I think about rock songs, like Greg said. Free Bird comes to mind.
Yeah.
And that's just hearing guitars go crazy. It's the music, in my opinion. Like, I don't think these so-called musicians, that's probably why they're called artists now. I think these musicians or artists, whatever you want to call them, have the capabilities, the facilities for that, big men. And so, yeah, make it 2.5. Why make a great song that's 5 minutes if you can make a great song that's 2 minutes? And then that's, you've essentially made yourself two songs that way.
So on your point right there, so are you saying that like musicians or artists are not as talented as they used to be with like, you know, like the rock song and stuff like that? Or are you just saying in general?
I think depending on the genre, I don't think that they are as talented or creative as musicians once were. And probably because they don't have to be. A lot of stuff is sampled nowadays anyway. You go back, you listen to old music, you take parts from there, and then you create your own. So people laid the groundwork. There's a reason why it took to build homes and ships and everything else, and now it just takes a fraction of the time because we've become more efficient. Same thing with music. There was a time whenever a 5-minute song was the norm, and now it's, well, if I can get the same type of shit not in my head for 2 minutes, I'm going to do that, because then it makes you want more. Because if somebody's runtime on an album is 50 minutes, I mean, you're like, man, I can't wait for the next one. At least that's my
take. That makes sense. No, that makes sense. Huh. I never thought about it that way. I was just curious because they had asked that. I was like, huh, I never even thought about that before.
And do you want to hear Playboi Carti for 5 minutes? It kind of makes
me crazy.
It would be crazy. Or Trippie Redd and all that. No.
I'm good on all that. Nah, I'll straight. 2 minutes. Maybe 30 seconds for them.
Yeah. just EPs.
Yeah. Don't need all that.
Good question, listener.
Y'all got something before I go to the next thing, or?
Oh, you? I thought you were gonna go back.
Yeah, I got a question. It's a fucked up question. Would y'all rather be blind or unable to learn how to read in your adult life? Like, you just can't learn how to read.
Oh,
ooh. But I can see.
It's tough, right? Glasses, so you're basically blind.
All right, wow. I'm not that damn blind. It's for our worst people, but I don't know. Reading is necessary.
Right.
So.
Well, I bring this up because I was talking to Nish when we were bitching about the country. And we talked about it on here too, about how one in five adults in America can't read. And I was like, fuck, imagine never being able to learn how to read. I'm like, that's what brought the situation or the question up. I don't know, dude. It's tough.
I'd rather be blind.
Right. Because, I mean, if I just can't see, I can still do Braille.
Yeah, exactly. And I could be like Matt Murdock. I could be a fucking badass if I'm blind.
What makes you gonna be like Matt Murdock?
I don't know. Hope, dream, aspirations. You think he knew he was gonna be a badass whenever he was blinded?
No.
I'm just asking. That's a good ass question. I think I wanna see, bro. Like, just you never gonna see the sky, a full moon. Stuff,
who the hell like gives a damn about?
What, you know, you don't go out there. Greg cares about nature. You don't want to go out and see nature and stuff?
We live in the panhandle. What the hell nature you looking at?
All right, so we can't travel?
You're right. Okay, all right. I'm sorry. You know what? You were answering. Let me take a step back. Sorry, Jake.
No, I mean the type of wine to see. I just can't read anything. Hey, it is what it is. That's why.
Who's going to read to you? I'm not going to read to you.
But you have to.
I can't. I'm blind.
Did I say you had to? That's audio book.
Nah, I mean, well, we go to the ramen spot and you can't read the menu. I'm not fucking helping you.
Can I get the photo?
They got pages.
Let me get the hot soup.
They got pages. I was pointing that one. This one.
What about you, Greg? Are you gonna be blind too?
Yeah, I'm gonna be blind because if I can see but I can't read, then it's just like. I mean, I get where James is coming from. You get to experience and see the world. But if I can't read, bro, I can't work. It's probably not going to be a good quality of life. If I can't read.
Think, so y'all were talking about politics. Think about where these people are. They can't read. And think about the way they live. And that's what your life is going to be. You don't get to live this same life, James. You're going to be middle of Podunk, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas.
Why am I in the middle of nowhere?
Because if you can't read, someone's going to bamboozle you.
Location don't matter. It's just where you're at, and you can never learn how to read.
Nah.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think it's, I wouldn't have the job I have.
You wouldn't have any job.
You can have some jobs not being able to read.
Name one.
Mm-hmm. I bagged groceries for 6 years, bro. I mean, you can do that without, I didn't have to read shit.
Yeah, but paper, you can read like an application.
Somebody can do it for you.
No. You don't get to do it. If I don't get my superpowers like Daredevil, why the hell do you get somebody to tell you, hey, that's what they...
I have a significant other. She can read to me.
You think she's going to be there if you can't read? She got to take you to the holidays. This is my boyfriend, Daniels. Trying to give you a book. He can't read.
He can't read good.
He's like Floyd Mayweather.
Damn.
Boy, this shit talking would be crazy at friend gatherings. Hey, G, how many fingers am I holding up? I don't know. Read this book, man.
Hey, shit talking. If James was there and I needed to talk shit about James, I would just write something down. That's it, in front of him. What's he going to do?
How would you know what you're writing, though?
Yeah, what are you writing?
It's just going to be...
No, I'm saying if I was there and James couldn't read, I'm still fine. I can see I can read.
Oh,
if James okay. there, non-reading, that's all I'm going to do.
Man.
Fuck it, hell.
Well, they're having some serious conversations between the two of you. You and Nish, man.
Oh, yeah. Me and Nish.
What did
you put it on the table, bro? She didn't answer. She just said, damn.
Uh-huh. Damn.
If I knew that.
Oh, wait, she might have picked. I think she picked me in blind, too. I don't remember, though. I have to re-ask her. She wasn't very happy that I asked.
Is it problematic if I say that being blind kind of seems cool because it's like you wear the shades?
That's super problematic.
Sorry.
But y'all acting like I can't get tricked while y'all blind either. Yeah, some stuff can happen.
Somebody's going to be there with me.
Moving on. Whatever. I hope. Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah. Ask a question, man.
I had a listener. They want to know what our favorite Fergie song is.
Fergie?
Fergie.
Haven't we done this before?
I don't think so. Not Fergie.
I don't think so.
Who the hell want to talk about Fergie with?
No.
Oh, man. Ain't no shame in my game. I'm pretty sure I had like 4 or 5 songs of hers as ringtones back in the day. Off this 2006 album, The Duchess. I know how to act.
I'm laughing at Greg.
What was Greg saying?
He said, damn, she's 49.
Damn. I can't go by first.
I'm not good. That old. Yeah, that's why Jeezy had to change his name.
Yeah. It's like Lil Wayne.
Call him.
Yeah. I don't know, bro.
No, my favorite song is?
What is
Big Girls Don't Cry?
The national anthem at the Dome.
Oh, Glamorous, bro. Oh, wait, or is that the Gwen Stefani song I'm thinking?
No, that's Fergie.
No, that's right.
We fly first class.
Yeah, that's a banger, dude. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think it's because Greg took Glamorous, right? And I don't want to repeat. It's very basic if I say Big Girls Don't Cry or Fergalicious. Because those two were overplayed on the radio. With that said, give me Big Girls Don't Cry.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to do London Bridge.
Damn. That's dirty, bro.
Hate that song.
It's not the greatest, but I can flip it.
It's not great, but if I had to pick one, is Just Fergie or can we pick a Black Eyed Peas song?
We can do a Black Eyed Peas song. Fuck it.
Oh, what's that one? The real sad one. It's like, what's wrong with the world or whatever.
Where's the love?
Where's that the love? One,
that's a banger.
That one almost saved the world, bro.
Back almost.
Almost.
Clearly it didn't, but it almost did. Thank you for
Never thought I'd hear that sentence in 2024.
Do I even know a Black Eyed Peas song?
I'm going to be. Running.
I really don't like that song, actually.
What?
I don't.
What's that interaction with Tyler the Creator and Will.i.am? Where he was saying something about like Will.i.am is like the most talented producer artist that he's ever worked with, but he makes, you know, generic shit.
Oh, he makes pop music? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just something. Thinking about the Black Eyed Peas reminded me of that.
Yeah, I saw that video the other day on TikTok, and I was like, he's not wrong. Kind of on top of that.
I mean, it's like Timbaland.
Yeah.
Timbaland's talented, but all he did was fucking make pop music.
That's true.
Like, I love Money for Tony.
Tangent. He'd be on TikTok listening to these people's beats and music and stuff, and like, he'll listen to it and then kind of like critique it, like, okay, you need to work on this part, this part, this part, so they can fix their music or whatever. And then if he realized that, all right, we'll talk like off the TikTok live or whatever and see what we get into. I was like, that's pretty dope. Like, he wants to like help other musicians like come up. Excuse me. Back to the Black Eyed Peas though. I think I will go, damn, was I not a Black Eyed Peas fan?
Nope.
I'm looking at these songs, I'm like, I don't like that song. I don't like that song. I'll go with Let's Get It Started.
That's the one you said you didn't like.
I thought I got, bro, because I don't like My Humps, Boom Boom Pow, I Got a Feeling.
My song.
I Got a Feeling pisses me off, bro. I hate that
shit.
I'm
saying, bro, I don't like any of these songs.
Let's paint the town. Let's shut it down.
I'm just a hater, I guess, because I don't like any of this.
There's a lot of music from that time that just pisses me off.
Yeah, I'm looking at all their songs. I'm just like, don't like that. Don't like that. What? Did you pick a song?
Who?
You.
Well, Black Eyed Peas song or a Fergie song?
Oh, yeah. Where's the Love? You said Where's the Love? My fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. I'm sick of what I said. I got a feeling, and I don't even like that song because I don't know. I like the Black Eyed Peas. Apparently, I just found that out by myself.
Was that a listener question?
Yeah. Oh, the Fergie part. We went into the Black Eyed Peas part. You asked about that.
Listener, are you that much of a Fergie fan?
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
In the year of our Lord 2024, you fucking Fergie? I'm not judging you, but I kind of am. Hey, y'all want to play that game? I saw it over the holidays. It said that we listen, but we don't judge.
Oh, my God.
And then you admit to something, and like you talk about something you used to do, and we don't judge you?
Got no interest in that.
I figured. I just thought I'd suggest it.
I'll bring up this alien thing real quick before I let G take it up real quick. So, I guess this happened back in like 2009 or something. So there's supposed to be this like computer thing or something that was predicting things and stuff. So these aliens are supposed to come. What's today? The fourth? Yesterday. There's supposed to be a whole alien invasion and fighter jets are going to fight aliens up in the sky. Because this supercomputer from back then said that different things are about to happen and this is one of them. But obviously it didn't happen. And people are on TikTok like, hey, when y'all coming for us or this and this and that? And then somebody said, what if it's just them not attacking but them leaving? So my question is, what's your scenario if this actually did happen yesterday? Like, how do you prepare? Like, what are you doing?
I'm not preparing because I didn't know anything about this.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's a whole article and stuff in there talking about it. People have been like counting down this whole year and obviously nothing happened. So,
right. They may have been counting down, but I did not see said countdown. So I was just going through my day doing my laundry and then, oh, damn, that's crazy. I guess just trying to survive. I don't know, man. That's people are weird. Where do you come up with these things, these beliefs, these ideas that, oh, this is going to happen on this day in 2024? It's kind of like the Mayan calendar and the world's supposed to end. And is that Y2K as well? Is that the same thing? Am I getting those two things confused?
Well, there's a Y2K movie coming out that I kind of want to watch.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, the Y2K actually happens in the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Just like, I think it was last year or the year before, this girl on TikTok was talking about how this clock or whatever for Black people, was it all Black people were in powers like on December 23rd or something last year or the year before? Of course, it didn't happen, but I was like, where y'all come up with this?
All I got
was hilarious. Greg, what about you?
If the aliens came, what would I do?
Yeah, yeah.
What can I do, James? They came here. They're obviously more advanced than us. But you know what we know what they're not expecting, James?
What?
Motherfucking knife in my back pocket, baby. I'm taking one with me.
All right. I'm saying, this man Greg doesn't care. So he'd have been snatched up.
Right.
Nah, bro. If I had word that the aliens were here before I left the house, I'm taking a knife with me.
A kitchen knife?
Gonna dab you.
Yeah, bro. I got this badass big steak knife. I'm just gonna put it in my back pocket.
Sit down wrong and ass cheeks just filleted.
Right. so Who are we sending to converse with the aliens to not blow us up?
Y'all can send me. What's the worst that can happen?
War a lot.
He just pulls out his knife.
All right.
He's got a knife. Who are we sending? I don't know, man. Meta world peace.
I'm sending James Winston, bro.
Depends on these pick sixes.
That was hilarious, bro.
That man was hilarious. He's gonna nail me, bro.
You think they'd be mad that we sent a black person?
They probably don't even care what who or what. They just, we're all humans.
That and us, they know.
Nah, they're racist.
I'm all currently racist.
They're racist.
I would send Andy Milonakis.
Andy Milonakis.
Andy Schmilismakis, yeah.
I haven't heard that name in forever. How old is he now?
I don't know. You remember that rumor that he had that disorder where he got younger as he got older or whatever that was?
Yeah.
Doesn't he? I mean, doesn't he have a disorder?
I don't know if he does. I don't want to speak out of line about this man.
He's 48 right now, so.
Does he still look the same?
No.
This picture's from 2012, so I couldn't even tell you, bro.
I'm pretty sure he looks the same, bro.
Are you sure?
No, he looks older, but they were saying, like, whenever he was filming that show that he was already, like, 40-something.
Yeah, they did say that.
I'm looking at him on an interview from 2024. He looks the exact same.
Let me see. Oh, I thought you...
I thought he was about to show it.
I was trying to be slick because I know he's looking it up on his computer.
I'm looking it up right now. Oh, he has an Instagram. Hold on, let me go to his Instagram. Of course, he's just posting food and shit. I don't know. Oh, there it is. Okay. So this is October 7th. Yeah, he looks about the same, bro.
Damn. Oh, shit.
And he got the PlayStation controller, though. Man, what an asshole.
Yeah, he looks about the
same. No, I might send y'all's boy DT because if anything happened to him, we would... I don't know who we would get. If the aliens were to take that man, would the VP just automatically take off the VP elect?
I'm pretty sure, bro.
Oh, never mind. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
We got to send both of them.
Yeah.
We're going to send both of them. That means, I think the speaker gets it, right?
Yeah, which, damn. I don't even know who he's.
Oh, it's, isn't it fucking.
Pelosi?
No, it'd be the Republican speaker.
Mm.
I think it's McCartney or some shit. Mm. Some bitch, either way.
Some old white person.
Tough. But anyway, just a random question. Go ahead, G.
I had this story from last week. As you can tell, I'm a little behind with my show notes, people, but I thought it's still worth talking about. So we all know Alaska, right? Very, some parts, desolate place. Living off the grid for a lot of these folks, unless you're in one of the major cities. Well, there's this person in Alaska from Anchorage who is very generous around this time of year. So she delivers Thanksgiving dinners to these people who are living off the grid, hunkered down in these homes that get snowed in. Well, she's dropping off frozen turkeys. Imagine you're outside cleaning the deer caribou you just killed, and death from above in the form of a butterball turkey.
She's dropping them?
Yeah.
Wait, she's in a plane?
Yes. I'm sorry. I guess I left that part out. She is flying a small aircraft and dropping turkeys on these families. Is she a domestic terrorist?
That's terrorism, bro. You're trying to kill somebody up there.
Just imagine, get inside.
Imagine you're on the lake, frozen over, and this turkey just sends you under, bro. Nah.
It's what are those things in Call of Duty? The mortar?
Yeah.
You hear the plane coming because you're living out off the grid, right? So you don't hear anything. And you just hear a plane say, oh, no. What's today's date? It's Thanksgiving. Get inside. Just can of corn coming down at your head.
Bro, why is she just dropping it from a plane?
Well, because these places are hard to get to. There's no cars.
I know, so but it's just...
She's got her heart's in a good place.
Yeah.
But...
Put like a parachute on it or something.
You know, I probably should have read the article. Because in my head, I thought
who's gonna pull the chute, Gates?
You know, like those little small ones, like you don't have to pull it, like just a small one, like so it just, yeah. Just
okay. Well, on, I don't know, they did something like that.
Yeah, it's like the little toy soldiers we used to play with.
Oh, okay, I, like you know, yeah, some of us like, didn't have money growing up.
The toy soldiers, the little plastic shits,
the little green little
models. You get 100 of them for $1.
Yeah,
I've been pulling.
Okay, didn't you get a PlayStation because you got a messed up haircut?
Damn.
Oh, hey, that's different.
Anyhow, whenever I read it, my mind just immediately thought about the funny side of it. Just sitting inside your house, Hey, you know what I'm thankful for this year, mama, papa? Family.
Boom.
Temple lightning through the ceiling.
Imagine, bro.
That's getting wrecked because this lady thinks she's doing good.
Imagine you just got ready for like the winter storm coming in, a fucking turkey just takes out your roof. Boy. I'm losing.
I'd be pissed. That's
fucking great. That's
crazy. Crazy place.
The fact that people still live like out in the boonies like that, like in a place like Alaska, still blows my mind too. Because I'm not a survivalist, I guess. I don't know how you just make it through.
Literally. Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, having to deal with people and the society that we live in, I think I relate more to it now. Like, I'd rather be in a cabin away from the shit people of Greg's country and just doing my own thing. Obviously, yeah. I don't need the skills because I can't even put a fishing rod together. But if I knew how, I'd be out there.
Hey.
Y'all ever been hunting before?
Yeah.
I've been dove hunting.
Yeah, so you've taken the life of an animal?
No, I never did.
I can't hit shit that flies.
Oh, okay.
If you give me a handgun, I'm Chris Kyle. But you give me a shotgun and tell me to shoot something in the air, I'm Spice Adam shooting threes.
Wait, so are you Chris Kyle with the handgun and flying objects, or do they have to be stationary?
No, those objects have to be on the ground or stationary.
You a terrible shot.
I've been deer hunting and dove hunting or pheasant hunting, but like I never shot at a deer. I shot at a pheasant though. They told me, and I was younger. I think have I not told you on this story? Young James is out there with my uncles and stuff, and they take me and they're like, "Hey, you want to try to shoot some?" I was like, "All right." Give me the shotgun, and they're like, "All right, we're gonna try to see these pheasants over here." So they go over there. They're going through the brush and stuff, and then finally some fly out. And like, all right, when you shoot the shotgun, you gotta hold it and like put it in your shoulder so it doesn't like the kickback. I was like, all right, I'm young though, so I'm just like, I'm okay. So I'm going and wow, just took out the whole shoulder, bro. And I said, yeah, y'all can take this shit. I don't want to shoot anymore.
Not for you.
Yeah, I'm done. Whole bruise right here on my fucking shoulder after that. And my mom saw my bruise. I said, hey, they let me shoot the gun. Went over there, yelled in there and bad stuff.
James being a hood rat. I got taken out hunting one time. I think we were hog hunting. We were up in a tree blind. I'm not cut out for it. Number one, my ass talks too damn much. You're supposed to be quiet.
And yeah.
Number two, they got my black ass up at 4 a.m. talking about, let's go. Where the hell are we going? The animals are asleep too, you know. Well, we can wait for them. Nah. And then I couldn't take snacks because the rappers are too loud. I didn't have no headphones. Yeah, hunting is not for me. And then on top of all that, ain't no way I'm taking out an animal, man. Now I can eat it. Yeah. You could go do the nasty stuff. You could take it. You could do what you need to and then clean it. I'm going to eat whatever you kill. But the act of doing it, nope. I can't. Can't do it. I can't even push a straw through a Capri Sun half the time.
I never understood that. Like, why do we have to get up at the ass crack of dawn and go hunting? Why, we can't start at like 7 or 8. Why would we be up there at 4?
We ain't got like brunch hunting.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the reasoning behind that either. Like, if I had to guess, I think you want to catch the animals when they're looking for breakfast.
And sneak up on them.
They're
not suspecting it. They're just waking up and then bam.
Imagine like you though, like you just be in line at McDonald's trying to get breakfast and someone shoots you.
Didn't Family Guy do a skit like that where the deer's hunting Peter?
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Because doesn't he like hurt the deer or something like that? And then he go get to his homies and stuff.
Yeah.
And start hunting him down.
I would definitely get picked off. Like I am not the deer that gets away. I am definitely the one that gets mounted because I'd be unsuspecting. I'd be sitting there stirring my coffee, making my eggs. Bam.
Gotta keep your head on a swivel, bro.
No, bro. I trust too much. I got trust issues. Or I guess I trust too easy sometimes.
I trust nothing. I'm always looking around. What I meant to bring this up last week, but, you know, vacation and stuff. But have y'all seen the Best of Men Moon Show lineup for Austin next year?
Yeah, it's fire. It's pretty fire. I think so.
I think it might just be me, but I think it's like way less than it was last year.
I think so too, but they spent all that money on Peso Pluma.
That's what I said. That's what I told Jessica. I said, I bet they spent all the money on Vessel to get him over there. But I mean, it's still a decent lineup and stuff, but it's just, I don't know. It looked like there was not as many people there as it was the year before. But I mean, you got Peso Pluma, Ramon Ayala, Tigres del Norte, Karim León, and my guy Bobby Pulido is his last hurrah.
Before he becomes a politician.
I heard about that, bro.
Yeah,
that sounds like a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying because it's still a good lineup, but I feel like last year it had more people. But Greg said, that I'm pretty sure a lot of that money is going to Peso Pluma.
It sounds like it's top heavy.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of bandas this year. I feel like there's more than there was last year. I could be wrong, but it's still a decent lineup. I already got my pre-sales and stuff, so I'll be there. But I just thought it's a little light, but it is what it is.
It'd be nice to go, but I don't know if I can take my kid to that. Or I don't know if I'd be ready to take my kid to something like that.
April 5th. It's one day, so.
And she needs to learn the music of her people. Well, some of them.
But yeah. But also, speaking of that as well, did y'all see that they canceled the one in LA?
No, I didn't see that. Why did they do that? That's where it originated, bro.
Oh. The rumor is that Shakira wanted to do her own tour with stadium tours. So since she canceled on Besame Mucho, they just shut the whole shit down. That's just a rumor. I'm not too sure on it, but that's what everybody's been leaning towards and everything. So they didn't get no Besame Mucho. I don't even know how they do the refunds and stuff with that, but people are pissed because, you know, you already have your hotel and all this other stuff. And
was it soon or what?
Was it this week? I think it was sometime in December. I can't remember which day it was. I know it was pretty quick.
I don't care what Shakira does. She could do no wrong. In my eyes.
I've heard that before.
Let me see. I'm trying to see what day it was real quick. It was the 21st December.
Damn.
Yeah, and they canceled. When was this? Like 2 weeks ago? A week ago? Yeah. A week before last week, before Thanksgiving, they canceled it. And yeah, people are pissed.
Well, she, I'm not going to say she's notorious for doing stuff like that, but I thought I read somewhere she canceled a concert midway through because she was on like a see-through stage or something, or she was kind of elevated and she was wearing a dress, and there was some men they were like trying to take pictures or record her downstairs, and so she just shut the whole operation down. So like, if Shakira's not fucking with something,
yeah, she doesn't,
she gonna shut it down. She will.
I mean, she's Shakira, so yeah,
exactly. If you go by one name, right, you got Pool, Cher,
you got it,
Shakira, who else is like that?
Beyonce,
Yao.
Who's Yao?
Yao Ming.
Did you see he got the Y coming out?
Yeah. I'm on that good alcohol.
Yao.
You know, it's been crazy.
But so people are just losing their mind because they can't go. And Shakira, I mean, you got to go buy Shakira tickets now. So it is what it is. And then staying on the music thing, did y'all see Kendrick and SZA going on tour as well next year?
And the tickets are crazy.
Yeah, insane.
It'd be nice to go, but again, I got kids, bills, kids, other shit now. Is it, do I save for her college or do I buy these concert tickets?
I'll blow this money on these tickets.
College might not be for her, but it's not going to be her choice.
Oh, this is the lineup. So it was Shakira, Enrique Iglesias, Pitbull, Tigres del Norte, Banda MS. That's like the big names.
Damn.
And then, yeah, of course, you have Juanes, Tucres de Tijuana. My Polito's just everywhere, bro. This match is at all these best momentos. Elvis Crespo.
Enrique Iglesias would have slapped, bro.
Yeah.
If I could hear Hero live, bro, I'd be lit.
But he can't sing.
No, he can't.
Have you ever seen those videos of him singing live and his voice be cracking and stuff?
I don't care. Just play the music.
Okay, yeah, bro. My bad.
I just assume that most artists or musicians these days can sing anyway. And then if they can, it's a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like Adele, I know she got pipes. And then these other artists that have proven that they can perform live, like, cool. But for the most part, especially older musicians like Enrique, like you did it, man. You don't have to do it again. Just go out there and do the song and dance.
You got to prove nothing to nobody.
Yeah, exactly. Hero's a hit. You ain't got to prove it. Now would you die for one you love?
Oh, you're
wrong
tonight. How he sounds. Oh, yeah. It's funny. It's
like Melly Zell's
all
alive. James, go to Song of the Week, man.
Oh, wait.
Song of the week brought to you by Honey Packs.
Hey, yo, it's free.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that got your attention. Those 22 people listening, like, hold on, when they get a deal, we are still without endorsements. My song of the week is Luther by the aforementioned Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
It's on this song, Greg, or you want me to go?
You can go ahead, bro.
So, no judgment here. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon TCGs, and that's trading cards on my phone. Hey, well, I said don't judge. So, Sunday, I was like, you know what? I'm in a Pokemon mood. So, I put on Pokemon the first movie. Pokemon the theme song, but the remix one from Pokemon the first movie with Mewtwo. That shit laughs.
I know that song. I'm familiar.
That's crazy.
You ain't no nerd?
I don't need nothing. Ain't no nerd.
Well,
it's not coming to me right now. I have to watch the movie again. It's been a long time though.
I guess
emotional movie, I will say.
Yeah, definitely is. What you
got? I don't know, dude. I've been listening to Doja Cat a lot this week. I don't know why. Doja Cat.
I know. You know why.
I'll go with Say So. It's a banger. It's 5 years old now.
Banger. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to say. Yeah.
That album is nice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of music, though, y'all's rap, or I mean, we already talked about Spotify rap, but your personal one, did it check out?
Y'all, I guess. I don't listen to a lot of rap music, man.
I was kind of thrown off with Omar Apollo being my number one, but then I started like going back in my head and I was like, you know what? That does make sense.
My top two are Future and Grupo Frontera. So I'm all kinds of mixed up over here.
Future Frontera.
Yeah.
That's a mix.
That's
crazy. If that doesn't represent me, I don't know what does.
The Weeknd is slowly falling down. Last year, he finally fell off to number one for me. And this year, he's at four. But I don't think you ever drop out of the top five, but that four is kind of shaky. I don't know. He has got nothing new yet. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Drake actually got knocked off my number one for the first time. The Deftones beat
Drake.
That makes sense.
Deftones came out number one. Drake number two.
I feel it's like that's an A1B situation for you.
Yeah, kind of where I've been lately. I listened to like 50,000 minutes of music and I was like, God damn, bro, what am I doing with my life?
I listened to a lot more podcasts than I thought.
Did you?
Yeah, but between listening to hours and then y'all over under the anime shows that I've caught, those keep me up.
So what were the next three for you, Gray? And then I'll get you, G.
I gotta go look. Hold on. It was Bad Bunny at number three, which is pretty accurate. Turnpike at number four, accurate. And then number five was Stevie Ray Vaughan, which I've learned like four of his songs this year. So I really got to take that into account when I'm trying to learn music, that I need to like not do it on Apple Music because it's going to skew my, you know, I mean, I enjoy the music. Obviously, I'm learning how to play it. I like it. But if I wasn't trying to learn Pride and Joy, I wouldn't have listened to it 200 times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And you, Jim?
Mine was, I believe it was Drake at three, Bad Bunny at four, and then The Weeknd at five, which I think.
Damn, he's at five for you.
Yeah, bro. Because like you said, it's about what he's dropped. I think whenever people are dropping stuff, obviously they naturally get more plays in my Spotify. But he stays in my rotation enough to where, like you said, I don't think he'll ever drop out. But those positions change. Yeah, it's just the hits. I don't listen to new music, man. So I'm just listening to the same shit that I've been listening to for the past 15 years.
Gotcha. Like I said, the number one for me was Omar Apollo. Two, Childish Gambino. Three, Vondi. Four, The Weeknd. And five, Frank Ocean.
So you really don't listen to Japanese musicians?
Vondi's a Japanese musician.
Oh, sorry.
And then my top songs, three of them were Japanese songs. I was going to say, my minutes, though. 104,083 minutes.
No.
But you gotta account for my work though. I just always have headphones in.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Right.
Yeah. I also listen to a lot of podcasts as well. So that's that. But yeah. Anywho.
I want to talk about one more thing real quick.
Good.
I have it in my notes. And y'all know me. I'll be doing it sometimes. You'll be making notes. The note just says HIV medicine, comma. How do trials work?
I know. You didn't get blocked out of the note that.
But anyway, I was just, I think I saw something about like a cure, you know, in trials. And then me and Nish were talking about the Alzheimer's cure from China, that they, they're working on a cure for Alzheimer's, and they're getting close. Like they, it's, let me read you the tweet real quick. Let me find it.
It's sad that they'll get the cure and then the U.S. will be so damn afraid of it that we'll be 50 years behind.
It's a surgical cure. Successfully invented a surgery for curing Alzheimer's, performed on the neck lymphatic. So far, there have been 42 clinical trials. All have been successes.
Whoa. Hey, that's wild, man.
Restoring memories, bro. Like, isn't that fucking nuts? So they're in there. That's
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're fixing it.
That's cool, though. That's
I simplify it. I think about the brain as, you know, the lights have been turned off. So the parts of your brain that, you know, unfortunately go dark, if you can somehow manage to, quote unquote, turn those lights back on, like Greg said, they're there. But that shit's fascinating to me, especially because a lot of people nowadays seem to have CTE or they're just plain out fucking stupid. So if they can cure Alzheimer's, maybe they can help some of these people who can't read that make dumb decisions for the rest of us. They can just have the surgery just because maybe it'll make them smarter.
Help them out. Something like that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I don't remember what I was on about the HIV medicine stuff, though. I guess I'm just curious. Are they getting people sick and seeing if it cures them? Are they already sick? Are these volunteers that want to, you know, be cured?
That wouldn't be the first
I remember that I was on. Maybe we should move on. But we can stay in the realm of healthcare for 5 more seconds because my boy, Mr. CEO of United Healthcare, got capped in New York. Outside of his hotel, you know, it's a good day for Americans. It's not really a good day because they're just gonna get a new CEO. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, what did we win besides 5 minutes of joy from this man's death? I'm sure, and he's got a family, and I'm sure they feel bad about it. But you know who also has a family? That 37% of fucking insurance claims that they denied, and those people that probably fucking died, they probably felt bad when that shit got denied. So fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. Fuck the next CEO. And I hope they get Ticketmaster next. That's my thoughts.
Stay in our healthcare real quick. Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Connecticut and New York and Missouri have declared it will no longer pay for anesthesia for the full length of some surgeries. If the procedures go over a certain time, anesthesia will not be covered for that duration. After this dude got assassinated a few hours before. So read the room, but whatever.
Boy,
crazy.
There's no accountability because you're not telling the doctors, hey, y'all need to get quicker and more efficient with these surgeries. It's just, hey, go slow, milk the clock,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Run the 4-minute offense whenever you're inside this person's brain, because once we hit 2 hours, the meter's running. I don't know, man. That's fucked. That's what I'm saying. Might not be that bad to just go live off in the mountains in the wilderness somewhere, because yes, in Alaska, you're so part of this terrible ass country, but at least a bear will eat me. Or like a moose will kill me. I ain't got to worry about this damn mad world of insurance trying to take my life and my money.
It was a hit though on the United Healthcare CEO for sure.
Definitely. If you see the video, that is straight up assassination.
Yeah, I saw the video, bro. Yeah.
That bro knew what he was doing. He said
that man, gun jammed and everything fixed.
Yeah.
Imagine your gun jamming though, bro, and then like the video gets out. So the person that paid you sees your gun jam, and that's embarrassing, bro. That's low quality work. He's getting deemed for sure on the exit survey.
Look at your paint, because why is your gun jam? Pay good money for you.
Wow.
I wanted professional shooters. I got some struggle with a gun jam.
Man, that a
you take off on a bike?
I'm a hide crazy. In the one park inside of New York.
Yeah. I saw the video, bro. I'm like, damn, that shit is fucking wild. Because you know how people, you see people get gunned down and stuff, but you can tell it's not a professional hit. Nah, this dude just went up to him. Oh, that's fucking insane. But
I want to know who did it, bro. I want to know who ordered it.
Mm.
You know there'll be some kind of mud thrown all over this to steer people the wrong way.
Can we gamble?
More than likely. Gamble. Was over under.
It was probably one of those millions of people impacted by their shitty ass denied claims.
That's what I assumed.
Instead of doing a class action, they just say, hey, what money we got? We can throw it in and then hire.
Hey, yeah. No, that's the real class action right there. You know,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Fucking great. That's what I'm thinking it was. It had to have been like just some random people just like, go take care of this. Just do it. Fuck it. But
then to Greg's point, he's just a figurehead. They're going to put somebody else right back in that spot. And unfortunately, things won't change, but it's already bleak. So I don't mind being more bleak.
Yeah.
It's all just going down the pooper.
You got to keep popping. Yep.
This is why we're not monetized yet. We could be making money off these podcasts, but we say we got to keep popping them, man. We're not talking about boobies either.
It's my fault.
No, it's all of our fault. We all say
it's all of our fault. Podcast.
Shout out to those 60 people that keep us in their rotation.
Top 10.
Y'all the real ones.
Sports.
We love you. Sports, boom, pow, crash. Yeah, balls. That one's not even.
Oh my goodness. A week off.
I get nervous. I'm not going to lie to you. I get nervous whenever I love it. I love to do it, but I still get nervous. I'll go first since I'm the fool. The Jets are jetting. Currently playing for a top five draft pick. That's cool. Aaron Rodgers, I hate you. If I ever saw you, I'd smack you in the mouth. Who else do I root for? The Rockets playing good basketball, playing really good basketball. That young core is really hitting their stride. I think Ime Udoka, after his slip up in Boston, I think he's figuring stuff out with Houston, getting those guys looking right. And then my guys down in Austin handled business in that cult of a town. I don't know what the hell it's called. College escalation. I don't know what the hell it's called. 12 man, not really a thing. Mo Bamba, that's a UT player. Congratulations. You tried. You did your best. Wasn't enough. UT's now ranked number 2 in all the major polls. SEC championship against Georgia, the rematch. It's hard to beat a good team twice. I like my guys. Puts us on a clear path to make a run in the playoffs.
You want to go, Greg? You want me to go?
You can go, bro.
Sounds super sad. We'll go, Panthers. Hey, NFL, we're the Kansas right now. We about to fuck up y'all seating and whatever. We almost beat them fuckers, the Chiefs, and then we almost beat the Buccaneers as well. We're going to beat one of these dudes, and they're going to mess up their bye week or whatever. I hope it happens. We're not good, but we're coming. We figured it out. Brooks is coming back. He's Chuba Hubbard still playing well. Bryce Young finally figured out how to play football again. So, hey, let's go. But, yeah, we're looking better. We're getting some good draft picks next year. And NFC South, y'all about to get messed up with y'all's seating and everything because Pat is going to be one of y'all. I'm pretty sure it's going to be, who got left? Atlanta. And then for Oregon, we beat Washington. It's not like Washington last year where it's like coming down to the wire or anything, but slight win, number one in the nation going into the Big Ten championship against Penn State. I'm not super worried about it, but can't underestimate Penn State. They've been doing well this year, so we'll see what happens. But they lost to Ohio State. We beat Ohio State, so whatever. Celtics, I mean, they're just playing good basketball. I think they're still number one in the East, 17-4, something like that.
Damn.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember exactly. So no worries there. I have not looked at UNC for basketball, so I don't know how they're doing right now.
I think they lost tonight.
I'm assuming well. What is that?
I said, I think they lost tonight. I think as of this podcast.
We got our ass handed to us by Alabama. Never mind, we are not doing well. We are in shambles. 94-79. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Well,
damn.
I'll say it, bro. I didn't know that. Got our ass handed to us. So, hey, it's up for USC. We might have a down season. We're number 20 now. We just got fucking whooped. Anyways. But then I think that's all I got. Yep. Go ahead, Greg.
My boy Mr. Unlimited balling out. Steelers are good, bro. I was concerned about that Bengals game because we lost to the Browns. But the Browns, it's like James said, they're spoiling, bro. They're having a shit season. They're going to play super hard against the division rivals. They beat the Ravens. They beat us. That's who they are, I guess. But I knew it was going to be a shootout because the Bengals' defense is fucking ass, but their offense is still good. Joey, what's his name? Joe Burrow?
Joey B, bro. Yeah.
I mean, having a good year, bro. Like, that's probably like a MVP caliber year if he has a good defense, but he's unfortunately like 3-8. So, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I didn't expect the Steelers to win the game because I didn't think we could, you know, compete in a shootout, but we did. Like I said, my boy Mr. Unlimited throwing moon balls to George Pickens, and then George Pickens getting a 15-yard penalty for sports night celebrations. Yeah. So that's every week. It's fantastic. Really good. We'll see. People still don't think they're contenders. I think they're contenders. We'll see who we get first round of the playoffs. We got to win one. I don't think we won a playoff game since like 2012 or 2016. So, Spurs look good. They're winning more than I thought. They're winning a lot of games that we probably would have lost last season. I think that's because of Chris Paul and Harrison Barnes. They lost last night to the Suns. We had a path to the play-in tournament. We didn't capitalize, or the in-season tournament, and we lost it. So it is what it is. Like I said, they're doing well.
What's our like?
Oh, yeah. Texas Tech basketball. They are, I don't know, man. They're scaring me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Defense is horrendous. Offense is good. But we'll see. Tech football also, they did good the last 2 weeks. They finished 8-4. A lot of people picked them for 8-4, so I guess that's expectations. We'll see what happens. We're going to get like the Honey Nut Cheerio Bowl or something, and hey, probably call it.
I like Cheerio.
Honey Nut Cheerio Bowl. What about football? Oh, wait, I just used that one. My fault. I was looking at the cup standings. I was like, oh shit, but my fault.
All right.
The Celtics did not make the playoffs for the in season tournament. Unfortunately, it's the
Knicks.
Hawks.
No,
I'm looking at it right now.
What?
Quarterfinals right now is the Bucks, Magic, Knicks, Hawks, Thunder, Mavericks, Rockets, and Warriors.
Yeah.
Rockets are really good this year.
My boy
being so young.
But I can't wait for that.
Whatever.
The 0 point playoff performance to send y'all home, though. It's going to feed me for weeks.
And I can't wait for the Steelers not to win another game because Mike Tomlin is a career 500 coach.
Damn, we might not win another game, bro. It's going to be tough.
Okay. Wild card, Chiefs round exit.
We got the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Browns one more time, the Ravens one more time. I think the Bengals
going to fuck y'all up.
Yeah.
I hope we beat y'all, bro. It's coming. I can feel it.
Who?
Be the team.
Who's we? We don't even play the Panthers.
I'm just saying, bro. Oh, yeah. And also, y'all got to watch out for the Chiefs and their devil magic because I'm sick of them.
Hey, we got devil magic too, bro.
Y'all got racism magic in Pittsburgh.
What are you talking about, bro?
Y'all special teams coach look like he just says the N-word all the time.
And Mike Tomlin is just cool with it.
Mike Tomlin probably says it along with him.
Yeah, you're probably right. See the way he's talking to Broderick Jones?
Yes. That's exactly why I said that. All right, we're ready to get up out of here?
Yeah, close it out.
All right. Again, shout out to those of you listening. Even if we don't crack your top 10 in rotations, you're still listening. We still appreciate you. Keep listening, downloading, subscribing, following, rating us higher than the ones and twos. Thank you. Follow the Instagram. At @BruiseAndBanter_pod. Feel free to keep sending in questions. We love it. We'll always do our best to get to them. Be on the lookout for the next one. What do we got, guys, before we close this out?
Over under. What are we talking about? Oh, we talked about this past Saturday, all the fights, rivalry games, all the crazy stuff that happened. New episode probably coming out, I think Friday, if I remember correctly. I think you wanted to record. Five. If not, I'm wrong, but anyway, anime, if y'all want to go check it out, got an episode that came out, so that's all I got.
Yeah, I don't have nothing. Yeah, nothing.
Damn, I thought we were going to get some sort of wisdom there. Shout out Charles for owning up to his just bad takes. Mm-hmm. He really thought those fighting Texan sailor suits had a chance. So thank you for apologizing, Charles. All love, baby. All right.
I wouldn't have done that, Charles. I wish you'd keep hating. Keep hating, Charles.
That's exactly where Michael Hudson is trying to get the hell up out of Tech. All right, y'all. Until next time. Peace.